Recent days have seen a series of allegations of collaboration with the communist-era secret police, the STB. Less than 24 hours after the head of the Czech branch of Interpol was fired over his involvement with the secret police, claims have emerged that one of the country's best-loved singers was an informer. Now, in the most serious case to date, a former prime minister has been accused of collaborating with the STB. Ian Willoughby reports.
Každý si nese své břímě, letními cestami k zimě. Každý si nese...
Everybody has his own cross to bear, goes this song by Jaromír Nohavica, perhaps the Czech Republic's most popular singer-songwriter. Nohavica's own particular burden could be his pre-Velvet Revolution past. Lidové noviny says it has evidence he informed to the STB on the signatories of a petition to have Václav Havel released from prison in early 1989. The singer has refused to comment, but did ask the Daily for copies of the STB files in question. But recent allegations against Nohavica and others have been overshadowed by reports in Mladá fronta DNES that respected former Prime Minister and Czech National Bank boss Josef Tošovský also worked for the STB. Mr. Tošovský, now head of the Financial Stability Institute in Switzerland, is accused of collaborating when he was an advisor to the board of the Czechoslovak State Bank in the mid to late 1980s. He understands the importance of this cooperation and is interested in the work, the paper quoted his alleged file. After initially refusing to comment, Mr. Tošovský, who passed security vetting, has denied the allegations. He also says former President Václav Havel knew all the details of his past when he made him interim prime minister in 1998.
Jak je možné, že se na něco takového přichází v roce 2007, když byl jistou chvíli také předsedou vlády?
Speaking on Monday, the current president Václav Klaus asked how come such a thing was coming to light now, in 2007. Indeed, many Czechs are asking why, so many years after the fall of communism, there are suddenly so many allegations of STB collaboration.
Je zvýšený zájem, řekl bych, odborné historické veřejnosti i odborné veřejnosti o tyto věci. Souvisí to i s nástupem nové badatelské generace.
Antonín Kostlán of the Institute of Contemporary History told Czech TV the reason was increased interest in the issue on the part of historians and a new generation of researchers at the Interior Ministry's STB archive. Meanwhile, journalist and former dissident Petruška Šustrová says the current wave of revelations are part of a natural process.
Je to přirozené, že tady uplynulo 10 let, kdy byli jen velmi malí.
I think it's natural after a decade in which there was little interest in uncovering the past. It's such an important issue and it always comes back. In Germany, for instance, real catharsis came in the 1960s. A new generation comes along which is more interested in the past.
The cases of Josef Tošovský and Jaromír Nohavica are likely to run for some time. And with an estimated 17 kilometers of files, coming to some 150 million pages in the Interior Ministry's STB archives, we shouldn't be too surprised, perhaps, if similar allegations keep arising for some time to come.
And my thanks to Ian Willoughby for that.